随着德尔塔变体在中国扩散，中国再一次把病毒的源头跟美国军方联系起来，毫无根据地提出新冠病毒可能来自德特里克堡实验室。中国政府控制的社交媒体上甚至放出古怪和耸人听闻的谣言，说前美国国务卿蓬佩奥承认新冠是美国的生物武器。不管是否有人相信这些阴谋论，弄清事实至关重要。那德特里克堡实验室到底从事什么研究？新冠病毒是不是符合作为生物武器的条件？以及国际社会要如何来监督履行生物武器公约？今天我们非常荣幸地邀请到奥巴马政府负责和化学和生物预防项目的国防部助理部长安德鲁·韦伯先生来回应和解答这些问题。韦伯先生现在是美国智库战略风险理事会的高级研究员。 Honorable Assistant Secretary Weber, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
A conspiracy theory linking the origin of the coronavirus to the U.S. Army lab for Dietrich has regained traction in China since WHO proposed a second phase probe into the origin of COVID-19 in July.Before China started the accusation in March, most people hadn't heard about the lab. Could you please tell us what is 4Dietrich lab? What research does it do?
Well, this is a baseless conspiracy theory, as you described it. Fort Dietrich is home to the United States Department of Defense biodefense facilities. It's a laboratory.Where we develop vaccines and therapeutics and diagnostics against dangerous potential biological weapons.
And as the outbreak of the Delta variant worsens in China, Beijing has doubled down on the U.S. lab leak conspiracy, calling for a WHO investigation into the 4Dietrich lab.One of China's conspiracy theories suggests a temporary shutdown of Fort Dietrich in July 2019 over security protocol breaches was a precursor for the wider COVID-19 outbreak. Was COVID-19 leaked from Fort Dietrich? And what was the cause for the suspension of the research at the lab?
Yeah, well, first, this is a spurious accusation. Nobody, including the WHO, which has rejected this request,believes that there's any evidence of this terrible coronavirus pandemic starting in Maryland in the United States. There's just not a shred of evidence to support this theory. We all know where it started, and we're trying to learn more about how it started in China. So there's just no basis to these accusations.
So what was the reason that the research was temporarily suspended at the Fort Dietrich?
Oh, there were some issues that were uncovered during an inspection by our Centers for Disease Control that required a stand down of several months while they dealt with some flooding issues, I believe, in the waste treatment system.
Recently, Chinese state-controlled social media have circulated a document that claims to contain former U.S. Secretary of State Pompeo's internal remarks to West Point cadets in June 2020. It claims that Mr. Pompeo admitted that COVID-19 was a U.S. biological weapon. Mr. Pompeo called the document fake, according to the Washington Times. What's your response to China's outlandish propaganda efforts?
Well, why would he say that? That's just ridiculous, and it's inconsistent with everything else he said on this topic, not all of which I agree with. I don't believe it was developed as a biological weapon by the government of China one bit, although he has said that from time to time.
So whether or not someone believes the conspiracy, it's important to know if COVID-19 can be a good biological weapon. So what are the criteria of desirable biological weapons? Can we look at each criterion and whether COVID-19 is a desirable biological weapon? So first, easy to access. Is COVID virus easy to access, to get?
Oh, yes. It's available wherever the outbreak is occurring, in patient samples. And also, there's a lot of information related to the genetic sequence of the virus and all of its variants that's publicly available.
Mm-hmm. So the second criteria is easy to manufacture. So is COVID-19 easy to grow?
It's not easy to grow, but the there have been publications that describe how to go about growing it. And so it's not terribly difficult. And you would not have to grow a significant quantity because it spreads so effectively from human to human.
So, and the third, stable in atmosphere. Is COVID-19 stable indoor and outdoors?
Well, certainly we know that it's stable in aerosol form indoors, less so outdoors. But environmental hardiness is one of the aspects that a country illegally developing biological weapons in contravention of the Biological Weapons Convention would look for.
And the next is it's easy transferable from person to person. So does COVID-19 meet this characteristics?
Well, some people think that the ideal biological weapon would not be easy to spread from person to person because it has, if it does, it has the potential to blow back on the population that released it in the first place. But this virus is, we have seen, very, very transmissible, and it spreads easily from person to person.
And also a high percentage of infected people become ill. So we know COVID-19 infected people, but for up to 40% of the infected people are asymptomatic, and individuals between 18 and 24, which make up a large portion of the military personnel, may only be mildly affected.
Right. So this this virus has lethality of about 1% of the people who are infected killed by it. So that's not very high for a biological weapon if the intent of that weapon is to kill a lot of people. But there are probably ways that it could be altered to make it more lethal.
Mm-hmm. And also users of the weapon can be protected. So when COVID-19 first broke out, could U.S. protect ourselves?
No, we had no vaccine available against this virus. But thank goodness now, with our incredible scientific capabilities, we've been able to develop three vaccines that are currently in use.
Mm-hmm. And also, the threat of the use can cause panic among populations. So COVID-19 has that characteristics, doesn't it?
I think so. It doesn't have quite the scary aspect of a disease like Ebola or smallpox or anthrax, but we've all seen the terrible, terrible damage that it can inflict on a population.
And also, another characteristic is of biological weapon is very contagious. Once you release, it's hard to take it back. So what do you think COVID-19?
It's highly contagious. It's amazing how quickly it spread from China all around the world. And it continues to spread even in countries that have launched vaccine programs.
Mm-hmm. So in conclusion, do you think COVID-19 is a good weapon? Or is it a terrorism act?
I do think it has potential in the future to be used by terrorists or even countries that develop biological weapons like North Korea as a biological weapon. Of course, this would be illegal, and the international community needs to do everything in its power to prevent the development of this virus into a biological weapon.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian asked what secrets are hidden in the suspicious shrouded Fort Detrick and over 200 U.S. labs all over the world. So are these labs hiding anything?
No. They've been very transparent, and they're doing legitimate medical research on mostly to develop vaccines and therapeutics to prevent dangerous viruses ranging from malaria to Rift Valley fever to some of the more dangerous viruses, which we know some countries like the Soviet Union have developed as biological weapons.
Well, China, of course, speculated that the U.S. is developing biological weapons. So is the United States developing any biological weapons?
Absolutely not. President Nixon ended the United States biological weapons program in 1969, and then we led the negotiation of the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention, which prohibits the development and stockpiling of biological weapons altogether. And we have not had any biological weapons efforts since 1969.
So many countries, including the United States, the former Soviet Union, United Kingdom, Japan, and Canada, used to have biological weapons programs and have shut down. But there are other countries such as China, North Korea, and Iran are suspected of continue to developing biological weapons. So as you mentioned, the Biological Weapon Convention signed by 183 countries in 1973, but it's been violated ever since, time to time. So how can international community to address this compliance concerns?
Well, those violations, particularly by the Soviet Union, were exposed. So we need to continue to shine sunlight on potential covert illegal biological weapons programs so we can get them shut down.
How are we can actually do that?
Well, it's much harder to keep secrets in the world of 2021 than it was 40 or 50 years ago. So I think we just need to continue to press for transparency, to use methods to strengthen the Biological Weapons Convention. And I'm also interested in a new proposal from the president of Kazakhstan to create a new international biosafety agency to monitor these laboratories that work on dangerous pathogens.
So Mr. Biden ordered the U.S. intelligence to find out where the origins of COVID-19. So you think the 90 days will be enough? What should we do after 90 days?
Well, this is a very important study, and we look forward to the results in a few weeks. But I don't expect it will be the end of this process. Indeed, I expect that the study will also identify the gaps in our knowledge that need to be closed, especially particular types of information that the government of China has refused to share with either the World Health Organization or other countries in the international community.
The deadline for the report is Tuesday, August 24th. Do you think the report will be released to the public soon?
Definitely, it will be released to the public. There may be a further classified version that's not released, but part of this exercise will be to declassify the conclusions of this very important investigation. That's when we'll learn what the United States intelligence community believes was the origin of this terrible pandemic.
And then the public will hopefully to know the report in a few weeks.
Yes, I'm sure there will be briefings for the public on the key findings of that report.
Mm-hmm. Are you confident? Do we have a smoking gun?
No, I don't think there's a smoking gun. I think they'll lay out the case for all three of the major hypotheses. One, that it originated from a laboratory in Wuhan. The other is that a laboratory worker on an expedition in southern China, taking samples in bat caves, became infected directly from a bat. And then the third possibility, that it somehow spilled over from humans, from animals to wildlife to humans, and we didn't detect it until it was rampant in Wuhan.
Thank you so much, Honorable Assistant Secretary Weber. Do you have anything to add?
Well, thank you very much. This is a very important topic, and I think it's important that we expose these baseless conspiracy theories that are being spread by the governments of China and the government of Russia about United States activities, because there's no shred of truth to any of them.
Honorable Assistant Secretary Weber, thank you so much for your time and shedding light on these important issues.
Thank you very much.
非常感谢前美国国防部负责和化学和生物预防项目的助理部长安德鲁·韦伯先生的分析和解答。来宾发表的都是个人意见，并不一定代表美国之音。